This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Ruby Frankie, Joni Hildebrandt, they offered their life coach services to many, and many people took them up on it. Several said it worked great. Several said it ruined their lives. And their husband, Ruby's husband anyway, says he got brainwashed. He was brainwashed by their teachings. And that's why he had no idea his children were being abused when Ruby ran away to go be with Joni Hildebrandt and said, "You stay over there. Don't come visit." And now the spotlight is back on him, and there's some question of, well, legal responsibility for what took place. And should there be legal responsibility for what took place, considering he was not there being an active parent in their lives? Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. I guess that is the question. Brainwashed. That's a pretty dramatic term to use for something like this. I was saying toxic codependency, because that kind of feels more in line with what this guy did. Whatever you want, honey, we'll do it, no matter how crazy it is. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that. Toxic codependency is a really good one. When I see things like this, all that really struck me mostly is that this is an unbalanced equation. Mm-hmm. I use this kind of framing in a lot of things I do in life when it comes to relationships, whether it's parents to children, spouses together, and friends and families and coworkers, you and I. You know, it needs to be a balanced equation where someone is contributing as much as they're taking from that equation, because balanced equations between people make a healthy relationship. What we have here is an extremely unbalanced, unhealthy equation, toxic, like you said. Mm-hmm. And so he got, whether you want to call it brainwashed or anything, he got bullied by his wife. He got bullied out of being a parent. He got bullied out of being a husband. He got bullied out of being a contributing human being in that relationship with her kids. And she brought in another toxic individual. And the fact that the woman that she brought in, and what's her name? Hildebrandt, right?
Yeah, Joni Hildebrandt.
Brought her in, and she is administering punishments on Ruby's kids. You know, like that cayenne pepper on the wounds and stuff. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Since when does a healthy relationship, one, resort to torture of children, and not just torture of your own children? This is someone coming from outside of your family into your family to administer those kind of punishments on your children and think it's okay and put it on YouTube. That is way out of balance for everything.
I mean, and it's so shocking, some of these allegations of what went on with Kevin being out of the picture for all that time, 13 months or something, living in an apartment by himself. His attorney saying, look, he wanted to get back with his family. He would do anything and take anyone's advice who he thought was a professional. Well, Joni and Ruby tried to present themselves as professionals, you know, in air quotes, as we can make that. And thought that, well, if I follow this line of thinking, I'll get my family back. Does that make Kevin a victim here as well, or just someone who really just was derelict in his duty of being a father?
Such a great question, because what we have is he didn't have a loving critic, as we had just been talking about, that was objective, because the people he's seeking advice and guidance from are the crazy people that were forcing him out to begin with. And there's a real cult mentality going on here. I mean, if you look at it, this actually has a lot of the definition of cult in it that Ruby and Hildebrandt were doing, because you have one mindset that you must adhere to. You're either with us or against us. They love bomb you at the beginning, and then they start escalating to negative things, negative impact on people where they're doing harm to children and also to him psychologically or financially. And so those are all the classic tells of a cult mentality. And so he was then going back to the cult and asking their opinion on how to get back into the cult. What do you think they're going to say? Mm-hmm. So he wasn't going outside of this collective. And they were using religion, like we've seen before, as their bedrock to the justification. Matter of fact, Hildebrandt was recommended by the church as a counselor.
Yeah.
That is a very toxic place. And if you keep going back to toxic places, you're going to get really, really bad answers on what to do next.
And that's a scary thing. We see it all too often, especially places of trust, places of religion, unproportionately with LDS in this last year, at least with cases, for as small of a group as that is, and the amount of cases that have seemed to have sparked out of it, kind of shocking when you actually break all that down.
Yeah, I think it's an easy religion that they've targeted, these cult mentalities, because it's a very new religion and when you're looking globally.
Sure.
And it's easy to insert a new dogma into these things and get a collected. I mean, that's the first thing to do is they love bomb the disenfranchised to get things going. And so I think they use their YouTube channel, to get some love bombing going with other people they could identify with, were having parenting issues or parenting challenges. And these people wanted quick answers to a challenging child. So let's just torture them.
Yeah.
That's an easy fix. And look, it works.
Yep.
Look, I got the video proof that if you just deprive your kids of food, they'll behave better. If you rub cayenne pepper in their wounds, they'll stop crying. I mean, what?
Yeah.
So you get that groupthink mentality, which is very cult-like. And then they ostracize you if you think wrong. And that's exactly what Hildebrandt was doing. I've looked at all the things that she was recommending as a counselor. Mm-hmm. And how she used, what was it? She told everyone, including him, that they're sexual deviants.
Yeah.
And you have to atone for your sexual deviancy.
Yeah.
She used that one term for everything. She was actually dislicensed from practicing as well. So, yeah.
That right there, that's a scary part about the whole equation of Ruby Frankie and Jody Hildebrandt losing the license. But then just as quickly and just as easy and just as easy to bring new clients in. I'm not a counselor or a psychologist or a therapist anymore. I'm a life coach, which is something that's not regulated at all. I could be a life coach. You could be a life coach. Anybody can be a life coach with little to no education or any sort of training. And there are good ones out there. I'm not saying this to completely, just insult the whole industry, but that's how scary it is that you really have to look at who you're putting your trust into. And unfortunately, giving someone a title that sounds somewhat official to 90-some% of people, that's all the further they're going to look. Oh, you got this title. That must mean something. You must have some authority. You say doing this to the kids works and this is that. Well, she's a life coach and a parenting expert.
She was a toxic master manipulator that was recommended by the church.
It just doesn't have the same ring to it, Robin. You can't put that on the website.
And that's why she was successful infiltrating herself into that culture. And then when she saw the Frankie, she saw Frankie with a massive YouTube following. Yeah. It's like, hey, I'll insert myself in here, take over this nightmare, and we'll really rack it up.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.